Corinthians 12, verses 4 to 11. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one of the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another miraculous powers. To another prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits, and to another, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the works of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one, just as he determines. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. Happy New Year. It's lovely to have this opportunity to open God's Word before us this morning. Every time I get to speak, they always tell me, Kenny, don't talk too long. Reminds me of this visiting speaker to a little country church. He was greeted at the door by this warden, and he said, whatever you do, don't go over time. And he thought, well, that's a greeting, isn't it? And when he got up to speak, he looked at the back and he noticed there was no clock. And he was so nervous about going over time because there was no clock. So after he finished, he saw the warden and he said, I'm sorry if I went over time, but it's your fault, there was no clock. He said, ah, but there was a calendar. Anyway, so we're going to open our series of talks looking at these spiritual gifts. Now, we all love gifts. We all had a time of Christmas when we had lots of gifts. But these are spiritual gifts. And so if they're a spiritual gift, who are they from? And I think Yvonne has already touched on this. Spiritual gifts are from God himself to who? To each one of us. There's no use looking over your shoulder and say, well, gifts are for him or her because they're more spiritual than me. Gifts are for everyone. Everyone. We'll be unpacking that a little bit more. So a gift is from God for us, for all of us. Now, something I've learned over the years, it doesn't matter your background, it doesn't matter your education, it doesn't matter your anything you can find of an excuse. God will give you a gift. So don't let anyone tell you you ain't got enough education, you're not from the right background, you're not from the right town, you're not from the right country. You got a gift, and God's got it for you. So let's explore this. Now, each of us will have a different gift. We might have a similar gift to someone else, but it's particularly for us. But they're all from God. So they're gifts from God. And God is one God, one Spirit, same God, same Spirit, but different gifts. And therefore, all of us, all of you. They're not specially for people who wear their shirts back to front, you know, those ones. They're for everyone. So that when the Spirit comes to live within us, the gifts are worked out of us. So as the Spirit dwells with us, the gifts are worked out of us. And these gifts are given to puff us up and make us proud. No. No. They are there to build one another up, to encourage one another, to make us one body, a body of Christ. So they're not for us to stand around and say, look at my gifts, but they're there to build one another up and to encourage and help this particular family of God to become strong. So we have different gifts, but the same Spirit. Different kinds of service, but the same Lord. Different kind of working, but the same God. These gifts are for the common good, for the building up of one another. So let's have a little look in the passage before us. Let's begin at verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. It says very clearly there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. So they're gifts of grace coming from within. As we spend time with God, those gifts are worked out in our lives. Verse 5 goes on to say, there are different kinds of gifts, different kinds of service, but the same Lord. So these gifts are for serving for one another. Serving one another for the common good. It's not all about me. So we can't say, look at my special gift. It's all about Christ and about his church. And it's building up one another. See, the church is not this lovely building. We have a beautiful building. But that's not the church. The church is us. The church is this body. And if we want this church to be strong, if we want this church to grow, we need to use our gifts to help one another to grow. So if we all want to be like Tim, leading worship, that will be quite a lonely place, because everybody will be up here leading worship, and there won't be no one here to lead. So everyone have their gifts. Everyone has their part to play. So we should be spending time helping each other to grow, spending time with one another to help them discover their gifts and to help them build up and be strong as Christians. Now, in verse 8 to 10, we have these lovely words. It says, to one is given, so we got a little bit of a list here. It says, to one there have been given gifts through the Spirit, the message of wisdom. Wisdom doesn't mean I've been to the best university in the country and I know everything. No. Wisdom is having that insight, that helpful way of explaining to someone, understanding. But also comes with wisdom, which not many people seem to be possessing these days, is knowledge of how do I explain that in a clear way to someone else. That's a wonderful gift to have, wisdom and knowledge. But they all come by that same Spirit. And verse 9 has a very interesting gift. It says, to another, faith. And then surely all of us must have faith to believe in Christ. However, I believe that this word here is not necessarily the faith to believe, which we all should have, but a special gift of faith to believe, to live out, and to trust and see God at work in different ways. So faith is a wonderful gift to have. all by the same Spirit. And then there's another wonderful gift comes next. It says, to another, a gift of healing by that one Spirit. Now, I believe that God has given us special gifts to doctors, nurses, and other medical people to help with healing. But some time God chooses to do a miracle, and He's given people those gifts of healing to bring healing in an almost direct way. We believe God is the maker of mankind. He can overrule and bring about healing. So that will be explained, I'm sure, when we go into this series. Another one, miraculous powers. Another one, prophecy. Someone who can see forward and speak into people's lives. And the wonderful gift which I often ask the Lord for many times when I'm doing my ministry is to another, distinguishing between spirits. This is a wonderful gift to have when we are in this multi-faith society of ours, where people claim to be Christian and say, the Lord said to me this. Oh, that makes me nervous when someone tells me, the Lord spoke to me. To have a distinguishing spirit to know, is this the Lord or someone completely different? Distinguishing spirits is a wise gift to have. Able to speak in different kinds of tongues. Some are very spiritual tongues of unknown language, only heavenly language. But sometimes people are given a gift of tongues that are spoken a known language. There's a story of a church in London where this man stood up and gave and spoke in tongues to the church, and he thought he was speaking in the heavenly language. But this Afghan man in the congregation who was just visiting that day understood he spoke his native dialect of that particular area in Afghanistan and told him about Christ and who he was. And he was able to find salvation because of this man's message. And this Afghan man said to this man afterwards, where did you learn my language? And he said, I have never been to your country and I never studied your language. So there are tongues of spiritual dimension and tongues of known languages. Each are wonderful gifts to have. But the important one comes after that. It says, to another, interpretation of the tongue. That is so important, to have someone who can interpret and tell what this message is about. Like that man who spoke with a known tongue, he was able to be blessed to hear that this Afghan had understood the message. So each of us has this gift for the common good. Each of us are given these gifts to bring praise and glory to Christ, to build up one another. It's not to make us puffed up and proud, but to give praise to Jesus. Sometimes we spend so much time grumbling, don't we? We often like to grumble. And after church on Sunday, and I'm sure it's going to happen, we have the conversation after church, what was wrong with church today? The songs weren't good. They sung in the wrong key. They spoke too fast. The sermon was boring, especially that man from Dorset. He can't even speak Black Country. The coffee was bad. The church was dirty. If we spend so much time complaining, there's no time to love people. Sometimes what is wrong with the church is because I did not use my gift that God has given me. So if something's wrong with the church, check yourself to make sure you've done your part. Was there something you could have done to make that situation better? Maybe it would be a good thing to, if you didn't like something, is to go to someone and say, and talk with them and have a polite conversation with them. We all have the ministry of encouragement, and surely that's a good thing to do. That person who might have made the coffee not the way you like it, maybe they needed someone who knew how to make coffee to come alongside them. You don't know. So what is wrong with the church? Maybe it's you. Have a look. Check. So each of us, I believe, is given one gift. Each of us should be 100% us. Don't long to be like Tim. I'm picking on Tim today. Don't long to be like Tim, because you'll only end up being a poor copy of Tim. Tim is very good at being himself. That's his gift. He has to be 100% Tim. You have to be 100% you and use the gifts that God has given you. So we need to seek out our gifts, we need to understand them, and we need to be exploring these gifts. There's going to be prayer ministry over here after the service. Maybe that's a good place to start to explore your gifts. Just to ask someone, would you pray for me that I will be discerning to find my gifts? And in closing, I'd like to give you a little illustration about receiving gifts and see if you could see something of you in these, how we receive gifts. Do we receive a gift? And when we see the box, do we explore the paper and praise the wrapping and the ribbon and all the tie and just put it to one side and don't bother to open it? Or do we see the gift and we rip open all the wrapping, look at the box, don't bother to open it? We open the gift, we unwrapped it, but we haven't taken the thing out and we just put it to one side. Or do we rip open the gift's wrapper, then do a Google search to find out all about the gift? And maybe we take it to a different level and just study the language that the gift was made in and do a whole study on the language. Maybe learn Japanese so we can enjoy the gift a little bit better. But don't take it out. Don't use it. Or are we the people who rip open that box, rip open the wrapper, pull out the gift, try to use it without any wisdom or any knowledge until it breaks or goes wrong? Or are we the people who rip open the wrapper, see what's in there, bring it out, but keep it to ourselves? It's mine. Or are we the people who rip open that box, read the instructions, and use it to bless and build up others? Which one are you? Spiritual gifts, yes, we need to unwrap them. Yes, we need to read about them. Yes, we need to understand them. Yes, we need to use them to build up one another. I know each one of us maybe know about 4G, the new internet thing, and 5G. I've been told it's a new thing. So I'll give you 5Gs to think about spiritual gifts. The first G is guilt. When we feel guilty, we need to go to God to seek forgiveness. So first G is guilt. Second G is go to God. The third G is God will give you grace to forgive you. to fruit. Four G's is grace to live out your Christian life. And the fifth G is so important that not many people want to do. It's when we go and share that with others. Let's just pause and pray. Father God, we have this wonderful gift that you've given us. Some of us have just admired the box for many years. Some of us maybe have unwrapped it, but not used it. Some of us might have got it out the box, but not sure how to use it. Some of us might have just treasured that gift, but not used it to bless others. So, Father, at this new year, may we unwrap those gifts and use them to bring glory to your name and to build up your church. Thank you, Father God.